I was so glad to get home. I'd had a fucking shit day at work. Anything that could go wrong fucking did go wrong. The pallet of cartons that were supposed to be shipped to Portland, Maine, ended up in Portland, Oregon, and my boss took it out on me. Fuck. I needed a drink, but I couldn't go to the local bar because I had to get home to the kids. They would be home from school by now and probably hungry, but I just needed some personal private time alone before I faced anybody. So, as I headed into my bedroom, I saw my son Barry and my daughter Annie were watching TV in the living room. I told them that I was going to lay down for a little bit and to not disturb me. In reality, I was going to strip off and fuck myself. That's right, fuck myself with my new vibrator. I find that having a big orgasm relieves my stress, and I love to come. It had been a while since I took the time, and today I was going to fucking make time for myself. I had my favorite toy called the Magic Tongue. Oh, sliding up and down my cunt. Oh, tickling my clit. Yeah. Oh, God, jeez. Oh. And every so often, I'd slip it into my snatch. It felt so good when I did that. My gash was soaking wet, and I was starting to feel really good when Blackie, my dog, jumped up onto the bed beside me. Fuck! I'd forgotten that Blackie likes to hide underneath the bed to take his nap. I was just about to come, and my toy was now deep inside my twat. Oh. And so I ignored my dog, hoping he would just go away, because I was so close to coming, and I didn't want to stop what I was doing, because the magic tongue felt so good on my cunt. That is, until I felt Blackie's hot breath on my cunt. Oh, fuck. This is wonderful. And then he started to lick my clit. Oh, his long dog tongue was slapping all around my cunt as I fucked my toy deep into my gash. Yeah. I was a goner. My cunt was coming and coming as my dog was slapping my snatch. Wow, I had never come so fucking hard before. Suddenly, as my coming slowed down, I looked at the door and I saw my children staring at me. Fuck, I'd forgotten to lock the door. I pushed the dog away and covered my nakedness with a sheet because it wouldn't do for my children to see their mother's naked cunt and big tits. And then I yelled at my kids. I told you not to disturb me, my daughter Annie said. But Mommy, you were screaming out, so we got concerned. Yes, Mom, Barry, my son, said. You were screaming out, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then you said, oh God, I'm coming, oh God, I'm coming. You were so loud, we both thought you were really going to die and go to heaven. You scared us, Mom. I realized I needed to talk to both of them, so I told them to come sit down beside me on the bed. I told them Mommy needed to come. It relaxes me. And as I was coming, our dog started to lick Mommy down there between my legs. Barry said he was worried that Blackie was biting me. No, I said, he was licking Mommy's vagina. Does it hurt, Mommy? Asked Annie, when he licks there. Is that why you were yelling out to God? No, sweetheart, it doesn't hurt. In fact, it feels really, really great. Then Annie said, can I try it? Will it feel good to me too? Like when Barry licks mine? What? I asked. What do you mean when Barry licks you?
Barry then said, I told you, sis, you shouldn't tell anyone I did that. Now we're in trouble. I looked at Annie and said, tell me everything, dear. So she said that sometimes when me and their dad are at work, they watch porn on the computer. She said it excites them and makes them horny. And sometimes Barry licks her cunt. That's what he calls it, a cunt. What else? I asked. And she said she sucks his cock. Anything else I need to know about? And she said Barry wants to fuck her, but that it hasn't happened yet. Annie then said she wanted Barry to fuck her, but she wasn't sure what to do.
Will you help us, please, Mommy? We hear you and Daddy fucking a lot, and we play with each other. We play with our prick and cunt, but we haven't fucked yet.
I looked at my son. You're very quiet, I said to Barry, and he said, I'm waiting for you to yell at us, especially at Annie, for saying all them dirty words. I tried to smother a laugh.
Nope, I'm not angry, just surprised. And if you need help, then Mommy will help you. After all, that's what good mothers do, help their children and teach them things. So everybody get naked and show me what you two do to each other.
Once we were all naked on the bed and I looked over at Barry's cock, call me curious, and I was surprised by how big his cock was. It was actually bigger than his father's. Must have gotten it from my side of the family, I couldn't help thinking to myself. Then I told my daughter to show me how she sucks her brother's cock. She was shy and timid and has a lot to learn about sucking cock. So I said, here, let Mommy show you how to suck a cock. And so I bent my head over my son's cock and started licking the head. Just the tip. Then I started licking his shaft. Up and down. Up and down. All the way to his balls. His big, firm, swollen balls. Then I worked my boy back up again to the head. He was leaking pre-cum like you wouldn't believe. And all the time Annie was watching my every movement, I could tell she was mentally taking notes. And then I took the head of Barry's cock in my mouth. I had it open wide and I started sucking, giving my son a really sloppy blowjob. You have such a nice cock, son. Mommy loves your cock. It's so big. And swollen. And thick. And firm. Do you like feeling your mother's mouth on your cock, son? Do you like watching Mommy suck your cock? It's okay to pump your hips, baby, and thrust your cock inside Mommy's mouth. That's the way it's supposed to be. Then I
took my mouth off of Barry's cock just for a minute and said to Annie, "See, watch closely. That's how a woman worships a man's cock. It's very important to let a man know that you like his cock, that you appreciate it, and that you want his cock in your mouth more than anything else in the world. That it's a privilege to be allowed to suck his cock." I could tell that Barry was approaching the point of no return. "Fuck, Mom. That's the best blowjob ever. You have a great cock-sucking mouth." It sounded strange hearing my son say that. I actually took pride in his remark, but I didn't reply. I was too busy licking his balls. I told Annie to sit on her brother's face and to grind her cunt onto his mouth. She loved that, and soon she was coming on his face. This got Barry even more excited, and as she got off his face, he said, "Mom, I need to come. My balls are sore. I need to come, Mom." So I decided the best way to show my children how to fuck was to just do it. I lay on my back, and I told Barry to get between my legs. "Mommy is going to fuck you. Annie, you watch. Listen and learn." My children know all the dirty fuck words, so I decided to use them. "Mommy's cunt is still wet from coming on Blackie's tongue. So Barry, put your prick next to my snatch. Yeah, lay your cock right there next to Mommy's fuckhole." Then I lifted my hips and slid his hard young meat into my greedy gash. "Now, slide your prick back and forward into Mommy's cunt. Yeah, that's the way. In and out, just like that. Oh, that feels so good, Barry. Your fucking Mommy's so good with your big swollen cock, son. Oh, oh God, yeah. Oh, oh, oh God, I love it. I love your cock inside Mommy's cunt. Yeah, that's the way, Barry. Do it. Fuck me, Barry. Fuck me, son. Yeah. Oh, fuck, Mommy. Your cunt feels so wonderful. It's all hot and wet, and I'm gonna come. Can I please come, Mommy?" my son asked. I could tell he was really close. His face was all red, and his breathing all heavy, his breath catching, and he was moaning about how good his cock felt in my cunt. "Of course you can come, son. Come in Mommy's wet, sloppy fuck shoot. Fill Mommy's wet, filthy cunt with your spunk." And then I felt his cock twitch in my twat as he shot spurt after spurt of his fuck juice into my fuck hole as I tightened my cunt muscles and milked every drop of cum from his balls. I loved receiving my son's spunk. Having him shoot his virgin cum into my wet, needy cunt for the first time, taking my son's cherry, as it were. As his cock slipped from my cunt, I kissed him, and I could taste his sister's cunt cream still on his mouth. It's been a long time since I've eaten a cunt out, but suddenly I wanted to do it again. So I told my daughter to sit on my face like she did with Barry, and I tongue-fucked her sweet young gash. I asked Barry if he liked eating his sister's fuckhole, and he said he loved it. "Great, then go down and suck on Mommy's cunt while I eat your sister out. I'm no fool." It felt so good feeling Barry's tongue on my cunt as I was eating my daughter, even though I had just come. Then I made Annie come, and Barry made me come again, this time on Barry's magic tongue. As we were relaxing and talking about the dirty fucking we had just done, the fucking dog that had started everything jumped up onto the bed and started sniffing my cunt. Barry said, "When we walked in on you, we thought Blackie was biting you, but he was only licking your cunt, wasn't he?" "Yep, he sure was," I confessed. Then Annie asked, "Do you fuck Blackie?" I said, "No, I've never done that." And they both asked why not. I just said that it had not happened, and then they both said,
Will you?
Then Annie said, I want Barry to fuck me. And Mommy, you said you'd show us how to fuck. And I watched Barry fuck you. I learned a lot from that. So will you show me how a dog fucks? It will all be part of my sex education.
Oh, fuck, what's a mother to do? So I said, okay, I'll do it. And while I fuck the dog, you fuck Barry, okay? And then they both said, deal. I told Barry to suck his sister's cunt and to get it wet and loose for his prick. And I had Annie suck his cock to make sure it was hard and ready to fuck. Barry said, Mommy, you suck the dog and get him hard. And I said, I will. I got Blackie to stand near my head, and I played with his cock until it appeared, and then I sucked it deep into my mouth. He started to fuck my face, just like he'd fuck a bitch dog's cunt. I was surprised how big his cock grew, and when I tried to stop him face fucking me, he wouldn't stop. And then he was shooting dog spunk into my mouth, and I had to swallow it. There was so much dog cum. I decided I'd give Blackie a rest and help my children fuck. I ran my fingers over my daughter's snatch, and I could tell she was wet and ready. My head was close to her young fuckhole and to Barry's waiting prick, and so I gave her gash a big sloppy spit kiss. And then I did the same to my son's cock. Then I guided his hard meat into her virgin cunt, and it slid in fairly easy. One hard shove, and one short cry, ow! And he was balls deep inside her gash. I told them to wait a minute until her fuck chute relaxed, and then I had them fuck each other. His cock was driving into her, and I told her to say how his dick felt in her cunt. I feel good, Mommy. In fact, I feel fucking great now. I have a cock inside me. Barry also was telling his sister how good her snatch felt wrapped around his meat. Soon he was starting to come, and I rubbed her clit so that she could come with him. We took turns cleaning each other up. Barry's cock got sucked clean, and mine and Annie's cunt were licked clean. Even Blackie helped with the cunt cleanup. I told the children that I would have a talk with her dad, and maybe we could all have lots of fun fucking. But until I do that, this is our secret. Now, I have to go get dinner ready, kids, and give Blackie a big bone as his reward. A bone to eat. I mean, geez, you kids have a dirty mind. A bone for his dinner. And maybe tomorrow, I'll give him a boner for my cunt.